The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about LNG.
Well, there's one thing to understand about transporting natural gas. Transporting natural gas is a complicated process. You can load coal or oil onto a tanker and sail it to countless ports around the world. But that's not the case with natural gas. Natural gas must be transported in a liquid state, what's called LNG. And when the gas is cooled to negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit, it turns into a stable liquid. And more important, its volume is just 1/600th of its gaseous state. In other words, if you keep natural gas cool enough, you can store a tremendous amount of it as a liquid. That's one advantage of shipping LNG. You can't freeze a ton of crude oil barrels or crush up coal into tiny pieces to jam more of it on a boat. But you can condense natural gas to move a lot more of it. LNG is shipped on massive tankers that are specifically designed for that purpose. The carriers fill up with LNG from an export terminal and transport it across the oceans to its end user. Once at its destination, the LNG is warmed and returned to a gaseous state, a process called regasification.
But the downside of this process is that it requires a lot of specialized equipment.
Yes, and that's where import terminals come in. Some of these terminals are considered standard. They're 4,000-foot long piers with tanks, regasification equipment, and pipelines to handle the gas. They typically take 4 to 6 years to build and cost more than $1 billion. But there is a different kind of terminal, something called a floating storage and regasification unit, or FSRU. These terminals fit all the equipment from standard facilities onto a single 900-foot long ship. Rather than docking at the terminal, tankers pull up next to the FSRU and unload their LNG. The FSRU then treats the LNG, converting it back to a gas before offloading it into the distribution pipelines. FSRUs can be built in as little as 1 to 3 years and cost just $300 million. And they're more flexible than full land-based LNG terminals. FSRUs can pull up to virtually any port with existing natural gas infrastructure and supply natural gas at any time. They're not tied to a specific location, which is a huge benefit. Now, land-based terminals have much higher capacities and can be expanded. They also enjoy a much longer lifespan, but not every natural gas user needs these features. Some just need quick and reliable access to a potent energy source like LNG.
So, as many countries in Europe have been forced to rethink their energy suppliers, these FSRUs may offer an attractive alternative.
Well, we take a lot of our energy infrastructure for granted here in the United States. If you live in a major city or a developed suburban area, you likely have easy access to natural gas to heat your home, and finding a gas station to fuel up at isn't often a problem. But that's not true around the world. Many countries built their energy systems to run on coal and crude oil. That's a big reason why those two energy sources are still the most used in the world today. Consider China, for example. In 2021, coal and crude oil accounted for 55% and 19% respectively of the country's power demand. Natural gas made up just 9% of the total. It's a similar story in India, where coal and crude oil account for nearly 70% of all energy demand.
But these aren't unique cases. A lot of the world relies on dirty sources of energy for their power generation.
Exactly. But those trends are shifting as folks move to cleaner alternatives. Natural gas is one option. It's the cleanest burning fossil fuel, emitting about 50 to 60% less carbon dioxide than coal. And that makes it a good energy source to bridge the gap in the renewable energy future. Take the Northeast U.S., for example. You know, these ships supplying LNG directly to that area. In 2019, it saved consumers about $1.2 billion in power and heating costs. These terminals do all its work offshore by either mooring its FSRU near land-based natural gas infrastructure, like a terminal, jetty, or pipeline, or tying into subsea pipelines. LNG carriers pull up alongside the FSRU and unload their LNG supplies using cryogenic hoses. And from there, the LNG undergoes regasification and the natural gas is sent onshore to pipelines or other energy infrastructure. infrastructure. Much like accelerated shares have been range-bound, natural gas prices are right at the bottom of a long-established range that was broken only for the energy crisis in Europe. So with natural gas prices near historical lows, we expect a bottom soon. And as prices start to rise, the price of this stock may climb in the months and years ahead too.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.